Hey there, welcome to the show. Hope you're doing well. I'm Gary Zimak, and I'm excited to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. Today on the program, we're going to take a look at prayer. What are the benefits of prayer? Do you ever wonder about that? I think a lot of times we get confused, and I fully believe that we don't appreciate, quite often, the value of prayer. We know that it does something, but we really don't understand it. Earlier today on my program, Spirit in the Morning, I talked about, I had Tony Gagnese on. Tony is a Catholic blogger and a podcaster. He does a great job. He writes some very good practical articles. Tony wrote an excellent article about this very subject. I want to talk a little bit about it today in case you missed the morning show. And then we will also today, as we do each week on the show, look at the Mass readings for Sunday. So we'll look at Sunday's Mass readings in addition to taking a look at the power of prayer. So it's going to be a busy 30 minutes. Thank you for tuning in. Let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for the many blessings that you give to us in our lives, especially the blessing of your Son, Jesus. We ask you to help us as we continue to do your will. Help us to proclaim our faith, even when it may get difficult. Help us to always remember that you love us, and that anything that happens in our lives is somehow an expression of that love. Father, we ask you to bless our families, our friends, our co-workers. Help those who are sick. Help those who are anxious. Help those who are struggling with doubt or despair. Help anyone who is dealing with an addiction of any kind. Please put an end to abortion. Please increase vocations. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Father, I ask you to take this show over. I give it to you, and I ask you to speak through me on the program today. We offer up our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for unity. And we pray for a greater desire of everyone around the world to follow your will. We ask for all these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us, and good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, again, thanks for tuning in. I am Gary Zimak. I come to you each Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also listen to the podcast on iTunes or TuneIn Radio. Thank you for continuing to listen to the show. Oftentimes, I know many of the listeners of this program also listen to the morning show, Spirit in the Morning. You can check that out in case you'd like to hear what I do in the morning on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. You can find out more about that show and listen to the podcast at spiritinthemorning.com. But this show is different because I really get to focus on the Sunday Mass readings, which I like to do. And in addition, I try to focus on some other items that might be of interest to you. Today, we'll look at this article by Tony Agnese. What do we gain from prayer? I fully believe that most of us, when we begin to pray, the first thing we look at is, what's in it for me? Now, I mean, we don't like to say that. We would like to say that we do it because we love God and we would like to please Him. But most of us don't do that. And even once we have a relationship with the Lord, I believe that sometimes we look at prayer and we think, is it really doing anything? That's natural to feel that way. Because we can't necessarily see the results of our prayers with our eyes. We can't feel anything. We can't taste anything. We can't hear anything. And it's hard sometimes to really look at prayer and say, yes, this is valuable. And unfortunately, here's what happens. We tend to downplay prayer, and we instead want to go out and do everything. We want to control things on our own. We look at prayer as something that's not as important as going out and doing things. Well, prayer is really important. God wants us to do things, but He really wants us to pray. So I thought we'd take a look at this today. I want to let you know, too, if I can help you in any way. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you'd like to bring me to your parish to speak I would love to do that. Again, Gary at followingthetruth.com. Visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information. Know that I am still in need of your donations in order to keep my ministry going. So if you like the work that I do, if I've helped you in any way, you can donate at followingthetruth.com. Please don't forget the Amazon link and the Mystic Monk link as well. That's right on followingthetruth.com. All these things help me to keep going with my ministry. Okay, what do we gain from prayer? And again, this is Tony Agnese's article, but I think it was worth discussing on the show today. And he starts with a quote. Once a man was asked, "What did you gain by regularly praying to God?" The man replied, "Nothing. But let me tell you what I lost. Anger, ego, greed, depression, insecurity, and fear of death." Sometimes the answer to our prayers is not gaining, but losing, which ultimately is the gain. Now, Tony talked about this, and he looked at the positive side of what the man was saying. The man lost anger when he prayed. He gained happiness. He lost anger, but he gained happiness. So you see, he's focusing on the positive side. He lost ego, but he gained compassion. He lost greed, but gained generosity and gratitude. He lost depression, but he gained joy. He lost insecurity, but he found comfort in God's word. He lost fear of death and gained everlasting life. So what he does in this article, and it's a very good one, and you can read it by going to spiritinthemorning.com. Just scroll down to Friday, and you'll be able to see a link to this blog post from Tony Agnese's website. Tony says this, "So what do we gain from regularly praying to God? Here are some thoughts. Number one, prayer helps our physical and psychological health. Prayer makes us feel better, reduces anxiety, and calms us in our time of need. Prayer does have... If you even throw aside the spiritual, cast aside the spiritual benefits for prayer, there are some benefits that he's talking about right here. Our physical and psychological health is helped by prayer. Prayer deepens, and I really like this one. Let's talk about this one a little more lengthy format. Prayer deepens our relationship with God. When things are going wrong, we want to tell our problems to a friend. We want someone to tell us that things will be all right, to comfort us, to console us. If Jesus is truly our friend, then isn't he the one best friend to offer us comfort? By going to him, we deepen our relationship with him and find comfort. And consolation is in his promise. I think that aspect of prayer, the idea that prayer deepens our relationship with the Lord, that's often overlooked. I think we can easily forget that. And sometimes prayer becomes asking God for things. It's more than that. That's one part of it. No doubt, that is one part of it. But when we pray, we work on our relationship with the Lord. It's the same way when my wife and I sit down and we talk about things. Sometimes we even argue about things because we're sharing our feelings openly with one another. When you pray and you're open with God, and I encourage you to be open with God. If you've got a problem with something that he's doing, let him know. Because if you start holding back your feelings, then you're not being open with him. And the relationship will not grow as much as it should. Now, you might come back and say, "Wait a minute, Gary, that doesn't make any sense. God knows everything anyway. Why do I need to tell him?" Well, of course he knows everything, but that openness is what helps your relationship to grow. If you're going to have a good relationship with the Lord, you need to be willing to tell him everything that you're feeling. So I would say that today, if you're struggling with something in your life that may be happening, if you are maybe unhappy about the way things are going, don't hesitate to tell him exactly what you're thinking. Tell him what you feel. And when you do that, you'll notice that your relationship with the Lord will start to grow. Be honest with him. Tony also states that prayer helps us to draw on God's strength. This is an interesting one. When we realize we are helpless to solve our problems on our own, and we need God's strength to sustain us, remember Ephesians 6:10, where we are told to draw our strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Now, you might think that statement's not entirely true, but it really is. There are things that we can do to solve our problems. If I have a problem in my life, there are some things that I can do to attempt to solve my problem. However, anything that I do comes from the Lord. I can't do anything without His help. There's nothing that I can do without God's help. So I need to ask Him for help. Ultimately, I am powerless to solve any of my problems. Does that mean you sit around and you do nothing? No. It means that you recognize that anything you do comes from God. And when you pray, you ask for the strength. Lord, give me the strength and the wisdom to know what it is that you want me to do to fix this problem. Sometimes you'll get something back. Sometimes you will not. There comes a time with our problems. You might see this. There comes a time when God really doesn't give us anything to do, when there's nothing to do except trust Him. The reason He does that is just that. He wants us to trust Him sometimes. But ask Him. Ask Him if there's something He's trying to teach you, especially if you're going through a tough time. Ask Him if there's something He wants to teach you, or if there's something that He might want you to do. Tony also points out with prayer, joy and grace are guaranteed. And he talks about God's never-ending supply of grace is waiting for us if we ask. You know the deal. Jesus said it, ask and you shall receive. He didn't say do nothing and you shall receive. If you expect to get grace, that intangible something that comes through the sacraments and through prayer, if you expect to get that without doing anything, for the most part, you're going to be disappointed. The Lord wants you to ask, and He wants you to go to the sacrament. So the sacrament of confession is very important. The sacrament of the Eucharist, tremendously important. When you do that, you get grace to deal with the problems that you're facing. You'll also get joy. Sometimes we confuse joy and happiness. You can be joyful and not be especially happy. But that's because we often get tied into material things and comforts. We love comfort. But the Lord doesn't always want us to be comfortable. With prayer, God supplies our needs and fulfills our desires. And with prayer, we gain wisdom. That's his final point. And he states, when we're making a decision, any important decision like taking a new job, buying a house, picking a college to attend, or deciding on surgery, the Lord will guide us. But we have to ask. And that's why prayer is so critical. So there it is, some of the benefits of prayer. I think we all need this occasionally. And one of the things you will see Jesus do as you look throughout the Gospels is that he would perform miracles. He would heal people. And he was doing that for a reason. If we look at his very first miracle or sign, as St. John calls it, in the second chapter of John's Gospel, the wedding at Cana, what happened? Jesus turned the water into wine. And the ultimate, well, there was more than one benefit to this. The first one was, actually, you could really get more than two benefits. The first benefit is that the wine had run out. Jesus replenished the wine. He turned the water miraculously into wine. Another benefit you could get out of looking at this gospel story is the power of the intercession of the Blessed Mother. So that's a time when we see her go to Jesus, tell him there's a problem. The problem got fixed. And he began his public ministry. He performed his first miracle at the request of his mother. And finally, and the point I wanted to make about this is, we're told that when he performed this sign, his disciples believed in him. So Jesus knew. He didn't perform miracles just to do a little magic show. He did it to try to get people to understand that he was God and that he had power over everything. And he'll do that with you too. He'll let you see miracles in your life. The problem is, oftentimes we don't recognize these miracles and we call them luck. Let's give the Lord some credit. Look back in your life at the great things that he did for you and be thankful and realize that he can do these things again. So that's a look at prayer. And again, if you want to take a look at the actual article written by Tony Agnese, check out spiritinthemorning.com. The Friday entry has a link to that article about prayer. Okay, now it's time to look at the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. This might scare you, but we are only a few short weeks away from entering into Lent. I know it's hard to believe. I've got something in mind that I hope to do on this show. I'm not sure how practical it is. I'm looking into it now. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what we're going to do. Stay tuned for more. But we're only a few weeks away from beginning Lent. March the 1st is Ash Wednesday. I know, incredible, isn't it? So let's get ready. Let's make this our best Lent ever. And as I've always told you, you never know. Will this be your last Lent? You're never going to know. There are people each year who go through Lent, never thinking it's going to be their last one, and it is. I'm not trying to depress you. I'm just trying to motivate you a little bit. Don't put off doing what you can to make this your best Lent ever. And stick with me. I'll have more information on that. But let's get back to the Mass readings. Sunday will be the sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading comes from the book of Sirach, chapter 15, verses 15 through 20. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God are on those who fear him. He understands man's every deed. No one does he command to act unjustly. To none does he give license to sin. Now here's the thing that we all need to remember when we look at this reading. This isn't a news flash. You know this already. We have free will. We can do good or we could do evil. God respects our free will. We can do evil. We are not forced to obey God. That is something that you have to choose. You're not forced to sin either. Again, a lot of times we don't accept this, but sinning is a free choice. I have to will to commit a sin. A lot of times I don't think about it, but this is something that I am in control of. I'm in control of sinning. So if I do it, I'm responsible. And that's what I need to remember. Nobody can force me to commit a sin. Even the devil, he can trick us. He can lie to us. He can do all kinds of things. But ultimately, the choice is up to us. And that's what God asks us. He asks of us. Are you going to do it my way or are you going to do it your way? And a lot of times we do it our way. That's why it's good that we have the sacrament of confession. Sacrament of confession helps us. In case we commit a sin, we can get absolved from our sin. We also get the sacramental grace to work, and the grace works against that tendency to commit the sin. So if you've got a sin you commit all the time and you receive the sacrament of confession, you're going to get a little help there. That grace will help you to overcome that sin. The responsorial psalm. This psalm is all about the law of the Lord. It's the longest psalm in the Psalter, Psalm 119. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. You have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. Oh, that I might be firm in the ways of keeping your statutes. Be good to your servant that I may live and keep your words. Open my eyes that I may consider the wonders of your law. Instruct me, O Lord, in the way of your statutes, that I may exactly observe them. Give me discernment that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. A lot of times nowadays we hear the word law, we look at it as a negative thing. This psalm is all about the law of the Lord being a good thing. In other words, remember, we have the benefit of looking back, and 2,000 years ago, we realized that Jesus Christ came to earth to tell us about the Father. He revealed the Father fully to us in addition to redeeming us. So he had a big job. Before that, the image of God was a little bit more vague, and the Israelites respected the law because that's how God communicated with them. He revealed himself through the law. It's not a negative thing. It's not a list of things you can't do because God doesn't want you to have fun. It's a message of love from God, and he speaks through his church. We have, right, the teachings of the Catholic Church. He gives us instructions. to, number one, make us happy. See, we forget that sometimes. Following God's law is going to make you happy. It's also going to help you to get to heaven, where you will be happy forever, but you will be happy in this life by following God's law. Is it tough? Sometimes, because we're stubborn and we want to do things our way. I'm told that I need to be charitable and love even my enemies. I don't want to do that a lot of times because they annoy me and I want to be right. My pride gets in the way. I might think I'm happy by not listening to God's command, but ultimately I'm not really happy. If we do it God's way, it will result in happiness, not just in heaven, but in this life. But sometimes it's very, very tough. And we mess up all the time. It's a gradual process. Ask the Lord to help you. Go to confession frequently. And that'll help too, because you get the sacramental grace that you need. The second reading is from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. Brothers and sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered into the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. This God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Briefly, the Holy Spirit and his gifts can help you by using the various gifts which you have. When you're baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit, and that gift is strengthened when you're confirmed. But when you are baptized, you receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those gifts help you to understand the way God thinks, helps you to understand God. And the various gifts do a lot of different things. But because of those gifts, you can get an insight into the mind of God. You can better understand what he does. And we could talk more about those gifts at some other time. I'm not going to do them all. But that's the message here. The Holy Spirit helps you to understand God and to follow his commands, even when it's not easy. Let's do the Gospels from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. Whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, Whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair, white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. Now, what you see Jesus doing here is fulfilling the law of the prophets. The prophets, he didn't change anything. Maybe he explained a little. He raised the bar in some cases. Jesus was sent not only to redeem us, but to reveal the Father. He revealed the Father, and he laid down the law, and he explained, guys, this is the way it's going to be. If you love me, here's what I need you to do. Rather than being restrictive, rather than looking at the law as a series of don'ts, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other thing, look at the law as a way to show God how much you love him. That's number one. And number two, realize that following the law of the Lord is going to bring you happiness. That makes sense. Why would you not want to be happy? But yet, unfortunately, sometimes we think that we're going to be happy by doing whatever we want. By doing whatever we want, we're going to be happy. Essentially, though, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. What is going to work is, if you want to be happy, you will listen to the law of God. He founded a church. The Lord founded a church so that he can help us to get to heaven and to help us to be happy. All right? Give it a shot. Start following the Lord and his law. If you do that, not only will you make it to heaven one day, but you will be happy. Let me know if you have any questions. You can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I really enjoy spending these Fridays with you on the program. I want to thank you for continuing to listen. Please spread the word about the show. Let people know that it's available. And I'm blessed to be able to do this. And if you get time, check out the morning show, Spirit in the Morning. We do it every Monday through Friday on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. You can listen live on holyspiritradio.org, or you could download the podcast at spiritinthemorning.com. Remember also that I would love to speak at your parish, so let me know if you would like to invite me. Check out followingthetruth.com for more information. And in closing, I'd like to again ask you, if you have benefited from my work, please consider making a donation at followingthetruth.com so I can continue to do this full-time ministry. Honestly, I'll tell you, it was a tough week. It's not easy to do this. I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can, but I had my taxes done this week, and it was a brutal week, and it's tough sometimes. Again, I'm going to hang in there, do the best I can, but if you're able to help me, I would really appreciate that. Also, keep in mind that my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, a 365-day devotional, is now available. You can get that from either dynamiccatholic.com or amazon.com. It is back in stock. It has been it's been out of stock ever since it came out, but Amazon finally got a new supply in, and you can get it there. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your support, for your kind words. If you need anything, you know where to find me, gary@followingthetruth.com. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, this message throughout the mass readings, you're going to hear this on Sunday again. If you want to be happy, follow God's law. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't try to do it your way. You're not going to be happy. You might think you are temporarily. It is a challenge. There are aspects of God's law that are challenging for me, and I'm sure there are aspects that are challenging for you. Try your best and ask for his help. Go to confession, receive the sacraments as often as possible. Try your best to follow his law. You're going to end up being a lot happier. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.